弟兄姊妹平安，平安，欢迎您来到渥太华生命和灵粮堂，今天非常高兴，牧师、师母，还有我们短宣队的弟兄姊妹，从中国平安顺利的回到我们中间，真是非常开心的一天，对吧？我们用掌声欢迎牧师、师母。真的，我们第一首歌是在这里，真的，我们相信。耶稣就在这里，喜乐的江河就在这里，就在我们中间。当我们在一起聚集敬拜的时候，主啊，你就在我们中间。然后大家一起站立，我们一起来唱这一首《在这里》。
神迹彰显你，天上国度降临在这里。神的子民何以聚集，热切期盼遇见你，天要敞开神的道传遍，因为我们渴慕寻求你。在这里，在这里，耶稣你现在在这里。我相信，我相信，喜乐的江河在这里，
荣耀彰显，
奇妙神迹彰显你，天上国度降临在这里，
你的名在这里，这里就有自由，山林自由，远行无止境，一山高海星星，坚定不断升起，期待伟大神作奇妙事，
在这里，这里就有自由，生命自由，运行无止境，一山倒海星星，坚定不断升起，期待伟大神作奇妙事，
在这里，
在这里，耶稣你现在在这里，我相信，我相信，喜乐的江河在这里，
荣耀彰显，
奇妙神迹彰显你，天上国度降临在这里，
荣耀彰显，
奇妙神迹彰显你，天上国度降临在这里，天上国度降临在这里。 我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国度降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们所欠的债，如同我们免了人的债。哈利路亚，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄和荣耀全是你的，直到永远。我要一生一世寻求，在主殿中瞻仰荣美，因为国度、权柄和荣耀全是你的，直到永远。
我们在
天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国度降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们所欠的债，如同我们免了人的债。啊，哈利路亚，不叫我们遇见试探，叫我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄和荣耀全是你的，直到永远。我要一生一世寻求，在主殿中瞻仰荣美，因为国度、权柄和荣耀全是你的，直到永远。因为国度、权柄和荣耀全是你的，直到永远。
是的，感谢主，国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。主啊，你是按着我们的名来认识我们，你是我们四维的盾牌，不管我们在生活中遇到各样的问题，我们都知道主啊，你在保守我们，我们的一切，而且你也一定应允我们的各样的需求。感谢主。
你按着我的名来认识我， 不知息的爱将我拥抱，你为我穿上工衣裳，结衣裳，使我活出神的尊荣。你按着我的名来认识我，不知息的爱将我拥抱，你为我穿上工衣裳，结衣裳，使我活出神的尊荣。不灰心，不丧胆，依靠主必无所缺，全能神慈爱主，你用笑脸帮助我，我的力量和拯救，我的山寨和高台，有次向你扶持我，引领我的呼求。我要抬起我的头，仰望主耶稣基督，荣耀君王，我思维的盾牌。我要抬起我的头，高唱哈利路亚，大声宣告一声靠主的声。你按着我的名来认识我，不知息的爱将我拥抱，你为我穿上工衣裳，结衣裳，使我活出神的尊荣。不灰心，不丧胆，依靠主必无所缺，全能神慈爱主，你用笑脸帮助我，我的力量和拯救，我的山寨和高台，就随向你扶持我，应允我的呼求。我要抬起我的头，仰望主耶稣基督，荣耀君王，我思维的盾牌。我要抬起我的头，高唱哈利路亚，大声宣告一声靠主的声。我要抬起我的头，仰望主耶稣基督，荣耀君王，我思维的盾牌。我要抬起我的头，高唱哈利路亚，大声宣告一声靠主的声，大声宣告一声靠主的声。
是的，感谢主，我们要大声宣告一声靠主得胜。以赛亚书40:31说，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。真的希望我们都能够如鹰展翅上腾。
哦，主，我要来敬拜你，站立在你的宝座前。哦，主，我要来亲近你，在你的面前，我献上我的心。
主，我要来敬拜你，站立在你的宝座前。哦，主，我要来亲近你，在你的面前，我献上我的心。展开出天地翅膀，我要飞到你身旁，冲破一切的惆怅，我要向你来歌唱。展开出天地翅膀，进入荣耀的殿堂，你的宝座在天上，你是我王。我要来敬拜你，站立在你的宝座前。哦，主，我要来亲近你，在你的面前，我献上我的心。展开属天的翅膀，我要飞到你身旁，冲破一切的惆怅，我要向你来歌唱。展开属天的翅膀，进入荣耀的天堂，你的国度在天上，你是我王。展开属天的翅膀，我要飞到你身旁，冲破一切的惆怅，我要向你来歌唱。展开属天的翅膀，进入荣耀的天堂，你的宝座在天上，你是我王。展开属天的翅膀，我要飞到你身旁，冲破一切的惆怅，我要向你来歌唱。展开属天的翅膀，我要飞到你身旁，从你宝座在天上，你是我王。你宝座在天上，你是我王，你宝座在天上，你是我王。
我们将掌声归给神，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。神，愿你再次赐给你的子民，在你面前可以看到你的荣耀，让每个人可以张开那属天的翅膀，我们可以飞到你的身旁，冲破地上这一切的惆怅，一切的艰难，一切的难处，让我们借着向你来歌唱，我们的生命也被你来提升，遇见你的宝座，在生命当中能够尊主为王。愿我们在你面前的敬拜，奉耶稣基督荣耀的名，阿们。来，坐下来之前，我们找五个人跟他说：神的宝座在你的生命中，阿们。神的宝座在你生命中，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。很奇怪的声音，飞飞，
All right, so good morning, everyone. Long time no see. How are you guys all doing?So for today's children message, I'll be giving the time to Harry, who came on the mission trip with us. So let's welcome up with a warm applause.
Good morning, everyone. So first, I'd like to, of course, welcome all the children to come up here to the front with me. Hello. And you know what? Any adults, you're welcome to come up here too. You know what? Don't you feel left out sitting all the way back there all the time while all the children get to stuff up here? You can come closer too. Okay, so as you know, we've been on a mission trip, and it's been a particularly special event for me because this is the first one I've ever been on. And over the next few weeks, each of us are going to take turns sort of telling you about all the things we did on the mission trip. And it's good that the children are all sitting up here because children were one of the reasons why my mission trip experience was really special. I got to meet all the kids in Baozi, and this is not something I get to do often, to spend so much time with kids. So it's good that you're up here. And for the adults, just a quick show of hands, how many of you have children? That's some of you. Okay, how many of you then have ever met a child? How many of you have ever been children? That should be a lot more of you, I think. Okay, so 2 weeks ago, I went on the mission trip to Baozi, and it was the first one I'd ever been on. And before I went, I was sort of wondering, did I even really want to go? I mean, I was a little scared. Obviously, my Chinese isn't that good, which is why I'm telling you this in English. And, you know, I was a little worried, like, what if something went badly? What if I messed up? Do you guys ever feel sometimes that you're scared of messing something up if it's something you've never done before? Yeah, me too, right? So I was a little scared of going to Baozi and seeing all the children there. But you know what? I think I had a good time. And you know, I was worried at first that what if the children didn't like me? Or what if they thought I was old and boring? Because I was sort of a lot older than them. I'm 18, by the way, so you guys probably don't think I'm very old. You guys probably think I'm young. Do you think I'm young? Yeah, well, oh, thank you. I think you all look very young, too. But the children at Baozi, they all thought I was so old. One of them asked me if I had any children. Obviously not. Obviously, I don't have any children. I am a children. But the point is, I was older than the children there, which, you know, gave me the power to tell them what to do and stuff. But I feel like even though we're older, and we feel like we're wiser, and we think we know so much more than all the little kids, I still think that there's something that we, as an adult, can learn from children. And there's something that I learned from the children in Baozi. And let me tell you about one of them. Let me tell you about a kid. He was a boy. He was named Tom. He was 11 years old. He was sort of short, kind of fat, you know, had all those round cheeks. And in this mission trip, when we were in Baozi, we made the kids get up and do a play in English. We made them read out the story to all their parents, the story of King Solomon, you know, who said to cut the baby in half. And